Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking to award-winning author and economics professor Michael Jossadowski, current director of the Center for Research on Globalization, which hosts the critically acclaimed website globalresearch.ca. He is also a contributor to the Encyclopedia Britannica. He has worked in the United Nations on missions in Latin America and Sub-Saharan Africa. He has acted as an advisor to governments and developing nations. He's also an author of international bestsellers, including The Globalization of Poverty, which is something I read that all of you should read. Russia. I mean, we know that Russia's tied into the whole global crime syndicate, the Rockefellers, but I do see a split happening right now. They're in Georgia. They're in Ukraine. Putin's threatening to aim nukes back at them. Bear bombers are buzzing. Aircraft carriers, jets are coming back into our airspace. And it's clear that the neocons are continuing to try to start another Cold War.
Well, in fact, I think the Cold War never reached its climax. It's been a continuous war of destabilization because, in effect, what the United States and its Western European allies have been doing is establishing protectorates in several of the former Soviet republics. Azerbaijan is a good example. Georgia. And, of course, these countries are very important because they are the source of tremendous oil reserves. Azerbaijan, Georgia is more on the transit route of the oil pipelines. This is a continuation of the Cold War. And it has all the major features now of the Cold War with one very important difference is that... Under the Cold War assumptions, we were talking about mutually assured destruction, and nuclear weapons were considered to be the weapon of last resort. It was under the notions of deterrence. And today, the Pentagon is saying, well, let's go ahead and use nuclear weapons because they're harmless, quote, for the surrounding civilian population, and they've redefined the nuclear doctrine. They now have this preemptive nuclear doctrine, which is, in fact, has just been acknowledged by a major NATO-sponsored document.
But they know that we don't want war, and so they just say it doesn't exist now. Go ahead.
Well, what they're saying is that war, in effect, what the U.S. military strategists are saying is that war is peace, that you need to have war and you need to have nuclear war to prevent nuclear war. Okay, it sounds absurd, but if you read the documents carefully, you'll see that's exactly what they're saying. The most recent expression is the NATO-sponsored document, which was published in December, and which essentially says that that we should use nuclear weapons on a preemptive basis to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons. Okay. And essentially what they're saying is that they favor a nuclear holocaust. They never use the term nuclear holocaust, okay? They'll say, because they also say that nuclear weapons are safe for civilians. A bit like cigarettes don't cause any cancer. You just shift the labels on the bombs and then you say these bombs are safe for civilians. That's a very important shift in military assumptions from the Cold War era to the present.
Do you think it shows intensifying hubris by the Western elite?
Intensifying?
Hubris.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, they're just incredibly arrogant now.
Well, they're very arrogant. They don't have much concern for human life. It's a war of extermination up to a point. I think that term is correct. I mean, they don't care how many million people will be killed. As long as their financial and economic objectives are met, which
Professor
is the control
Jossadowski,
of territory, the control of territory, the control of resources.
We're out of time. I want to have you up in the near future for a full hour to talk about solutions. Stay there. I'd like to talk to you during the break.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Listen, folks, I need your help. We had Willie Nelson on for a second hour-plus long interview yesterday. He spoke out against the New World Order. He spoke out in the last interview about open borders. He spoke out about the war. He talked about the North American Union taking over our existing roads. By the end of the show today, there's going to be a 10-minute YouTube clip up on JonesReport.com that Aaron's been working on since last night because, you know, we videotaped my interview with Willie Nelson. And we added images to it, documents, photos. We want that to go supernova on the web, the condensed hour-long plus interview down to 10 minutes. And he's in there compressing and uploading it to YouTube right now. It's going to be posted on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. At the end of the show, it'll definitely be at JonesReport.com, the first place it'll be, JonesReport.com. I want your help getting this out to everybody because Willie Nelson is really popular. He's a great guy. We need to reach out to his tens of millions of fans here in the U.S., hundreds of millions worldwide, because now he's talking about the New World Order. Now he's talking about all these issues. This is big, and when we have a great tool like this, we need to use it. Also, I need your help. You need my help. Larry Pratt needs your help. We need his help. In the last year, I've called it like I saw it, and I've been proven right, unfortunately. The NRA is a gun control group. They've supported every big gun control law that's come through. That's how they fool us. They just passed the biggest gun control act ever, the Victims and Police Officer Disarmament Act, that goes after anybody with PTSD or anybody who's ever had, quote, hyperactivity disorder. You know, they've got names for anything now. Now criticizing the government, they say, is a mental illness. I'm not kidding. You can't make this stuff up. They're going after gun manufacturers, gun dealers. They tripled the size of the BATF, built the biggest federal building in Washington for them. They're shutting down importation. They're going after ammo. Whatever California does, the rest of the country adopts. They passed the law for the micro stamping. Now they want to make it where ammo goes bad. They've now announced what we always knew they'd do. They now want to register ammo buyers nationwide. We're under attack. The Democrats are coming. You know, Bush had to do it by stealth, and he has been anti-gun. But now the Democrats are coming. Republicans aren't going to win, folks. We said Ron Paul or nobody. Okay, and barring a miracle, that's not going to happen now. They're coming. They're coming after your guns. They have these victim disarmament zones where they disarm the people. They always have a Prozac-class drug head, former military, going to school to be a cop, devil tattoos all over him. Every time they're on these drugs, the victim, it's always in a victim disarmament zone. This guy last week killing the psychiatrist with a meat cleaver. Why didn't she have a gun? I knew if I was a psychiatrist who treated psychopaths, as their office did, he killed her, but he was trying to kill the guy that was next door to her office. He hurt him, too. I mean, you come to my office, I'm going to kill you. I got an instant access pistol safe right here. We need to get angry, get aggressive. Gun owners have gone to sleep. Gun groups have gotten smaller. Not just NRA, but Gunners of America, and I keep telling you the last 4 months, 5 months, I put links all up over my websites to Gunners of America. It's the only big group we have, the second biggest group in the nation. Listen, the NRA isn't going to tell you they're a Judas goat. We're under red-level attack! Incoming! It's under attack! Larry Pratt, chairman, head of Gunners of America. I mean, am I exaggerating to say the NRA has supported all of history's main gun control? Am I exaggerating to say that we have a new Supreme Court ruling coming up that they are set, all the experts believe, to rule that they can restrict the Second Amendment, that'll then be spun as a victory for us when it's not? I mean, am I wrong in saying this is it? This is the big test.
I think this is going to be a very key test, and you're right about what the court's looking at, and it was made much worse by what the Bush administration did when they had their Solicitor General in the Justice Department submit a brief that basically calls for upholding the D.C. gun ban, even while in a very Orwellian fashion saying, well, yes, of course, the Second Amendment protects an individual right to keep and bear arms, but that doesn't keep a federal judge, if he finds that it's reasonable to ban any gun or all guns, as in, say, the case of the D.C. gun ban, that would seem to be reasonable to them. After all, we know that a widespread ownership of guns only leads to an increase in crime. That's what's in the Bush administration's brief. So not only is it bad constitutional analysis and law, it's just doesn't even know how to handle the facts.
Because more guns after a concealed carry in Florida or Texas, we get 15 to 22% crime drops. So again, the government's position is more guns, more crime.
Yep, that's exactly what they are saying. It's an amazing piece of writing. And I tell you, when I read it, when I'm reading the section about the individual right that's protected by the Second Amendment, it even allows it, it protects it, it doesn't create it. Oh, man, this is not bad. But you get to what then should be done, and they engage in this word game that would only make the folks that ran the government that George Orwell was describing with such horror would only make them stand back in admiration.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, here's an example, Larry, and I want to get your expert take on this as the head of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. People, you better join today. It's over. You better go sign up for the free legislative alert. It's over. But they need your money right now. But I'm sorry, I'm just really upset. Here's an example. They passed the Landowners Bill of Rights Protection Act in Texas, and what it actually said is we agree with the federal New London Connecticut Kelo decision, we can take your land now, and if you don't let us take it and take the first thing we offer, even if it's 10% of the value, we're going to charge you with court costs and not just take the land for nothing, but also charge you money. So, again,
they're going to protect property for the guy that'll pay the bigger tax load.
Exactly. So what I see now is where they say, ooh, big victory for land rights. It's the opposite. Or they say, oh, it's a patient's bill of rights, patient protection act, privacy act. 3 years ago, and then it actually uploads everything you do, every prescription you get, no more privacy. Just like here, they've gotten slicker now. Used to, they just said, we want your guns. Now they say, oh, you've got your gun. You got your right unless I say you're not allowed. It's like the UN Declaration on Human Rights has 31 articles. But Article 29 and 30, after all these great rights, say, unless we say we can take them away.
In fact, all of the rights that are protected, quote-unquote, by the UN are subject to the purposes of the UN. And that seems to be an often overlooked little item. It's really very, it's not as if we were immune to this for years in places in this country. The Illinois Constitution says that the right to keep and bear arms is protected subject to the police power. And the first part of the sentence, they say you're home free. And the second part of the sentence says, stick your hands out for the cuffs.
What did you think of that son of the crime boss, Mayor Daley, up there saying, just go ahead and ban guns, we had another shooting. They're the ones that caused it, making that a victim disarmament. I mean, these psychopaths on Prozac always go to a place where they know nobody can defend themselves.
What I think we need to do, one of the many things, is to challenge aggressively this whole mantra that's operating in the government schools that we ought to have zero tolerance for guns. They don't have zero tolerance for anything else in those schools, but they have zero tolerance for guns. And meanwhile, they seem to have unlimited tolerance for the victims, as you very well said, victim disarmament zones, criminal safe zones. That's where we need zero tolerance. Zero tolerance for murderers. As soon as they start shooting, boom, they get nailed from two, three different directions. That would be the ideal zero tolerance.
Well,
so
I would not
get rid of zero tolerance in the schools first.
I would not live in Chicago. I would not live in New York, now L.A., where they have these gun bans. And, of course, they have crime rates 4, 5, 6, 10 times any other area. I mean, like Austin, Texas, you break in somebody's house, you're going to get your butt blown off down here in Texas.
And I think that is reflected in your crime data. There's much more brazen home invasion in Washington, D.C. than there is in Austin, Texas. And it may be that the people in Austin itself have a very dependent view of we want government to take care of us, but they happen to be protected by Texas law in spite of their own proclivities, and criminals know that they still might run into a house in Austin where somebody could do exactly what you said.
Absolutely. Well, we just had the guy that shot the people robbing his neighbors, and they're trying to throw the book at him.
Yes, but it's taken them so long. This is the one over in Pasadena.
Horn.
I'm not sure that the prosecutor will bring it up. At least the one over near Houston, I don't think they've even brought him before the grand jury yet, because they realize, first of all, that the two guys that were running out of the neighbor's house were actually on Mr. Horn's property, and when he shot him, the castle law clearly protects what he did.
Well, we need to start, folks, if you catch somebody burglarizing your house, kill them for America, kill them for freedom, because they're going to end up going to some house and finding some woman and raping them. And we need to put the fear of God back in the scum, don't we, Larry?
That is the message that needs to go forth. Do we want to continue to live in fear, as they had to in that auditorium at the Northern Illinois University, or do we want to offer hope that the people in the church, at the New Life Church in Colorado Springs, had when a dirtbag came in there? He was immediately engaged by one of the 20 volunteer members of the security detail, members of the church who were on the security detail, and within 30 seconds, he was down and out. Meanwhile, 2 minutes later, the police got to Northern Illinois University Lecture Hall, which is an excellent time. It didn't keep six people from getting murdered. And in Virginia Tech, it took them about the same length of time to get to the lecture hall there as it did for the police to arrive at the New Life Church in Colorado. But what a difference in the outcomes.
Well, the government wants a monopoly on force. And I'm sorry, when your car gets stolen, when your house gets broken into, at least where I live, the cops don't come, but they'll give you that ticket. Just let us defend ourselves. And I know most police are pro-gun because they're around guns and they know how important it is, but not the police chiefs. They're political. Larry Pratt, stay there. I want to hear about solutions, how to fight back, how to stop the Supreme Court. What do we do?
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. you'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all
the time. The Second Amendment is in crisis. Our borders are in crisis. Our Fourth Amendment is about to be completely overturned, where the NSA could openly spy on all of us. They've already been doing it. They're already scanning and reading all your license plates. They're already listening to your cell phone. That's all admitted. But they need this to codify and do it legally and start using it against all of us. Big Brother on steroids, and the key to all this is the Second Amendment. They built the camps. It's mainstream news. It's hardcore serious. And, again, the NRA won't tell you about this. Larry Pratt, we said earlier the NRA supporting all this gun control. Is that an accurate statement?
I'm afraid it has been. They certainly haven't stopped with the recent Veterans Disarmament Act. They just wrote off 140,000 veterans. In fact, I was talking to a psychiatrist today who's also an attorney, and he said there's hardly any diagnosis that would indicate somebody might be a danger to self or others. When you get into some of the schizophrenic diagnoses, fine. And I said, well, then you don't have any problem if in those cases we make sure that before we strip them of their gun rights, they go to court, right? He said, of course. He said, but the rest of them, that shouldn't even be an issue. And yet that's exactly what was done to men that have been, and women that have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. They get stripped of their gun rights based on a diagnosis. And I can't for the life of me figure how the NRA sees that that is going to be something that's pro-gun. Now, they did get a little crumb that you can get your name cleaned up, or at least you can try, cost you several thousand bucks, get a lawyer, get a maybe your own psychiatrist or two to try to rebut what the government has said. But at the end of the day, it won't be.
No, this is guilty.
Court.
This is guilty until proven innocent. Listen, this guy had been in a mental institution. How the military ever took him, it's very suspicious. Magically, even Limbaugh admits they keep having these shootings right in time for gun control. How do we fight? I know we joined Gun Owners of America. What is it, $25 a year?
Well, we'll take 20, but actually we're only asking for 25, but we'll take 20. Whatever comes, we're glad to put somebody on and get them into the fight. The thing that we would like people to do right now is to, even if we can't get the Bush administration to back off, put some heat on them and get members of Congress to take a stand themselves. Virgil Goode, representative from Virginia, is circulating a letter to his colleagues saying, join with me in this letter to the White House, which in so many words says, bad brief, withdraw it, and let's see how many members of Congress will join with him. Folks, go to gunowners.org. We've got an email alert there that will go to their congressman. It's inside the alert that we've sent out. Go to their congressman, asking them to join with Representative Goode so that that letter can go to the White House. The cutoff's going to be at the end of this week.
Larry, how do we get the ad council, the federal government, that puts out tens of billions a year with all these billboards and TV and radio ads, all over Austin, all over the country where I go, there's a picture of a revolver. It says report illegal guns. Then the idiot public thinks that all guns must be illegal. They call the cops on you. They see you putting your deer rifle in the back of your truck. How do we stop letting the government use our money to demonize guns?
We need to have enough members of Congress that are willing to go against the leadership and force a gun vote. It's the Republican leadership may actually even be pro-gun, but they're always thinking in terms of protecting some liberal Republican that is not pro-gun, because after all, we have to keep our forces in Congress. Otherwise, where would we be? And so they work against having these recorded votes, so gun control keeps going through.
And this big gun control act that just went through, that was supposed to be like today is pork belly or today is Christmas, these unanimous consent, no vote,
right.
no record of how they did it, very, very crooked, very, very evil. Larry,
had there been a recorded vote, we would have won, because you're not going to get a majority of the Congress to vote against veterans.
It's incredible, folks. We're going to see more. We're going into the fight of our lives. Larry, give them the toll-free number to call and get a membership.
It's 888-888-6-GUNS. That's 888-886 and then GUNS, or just go to gunowners.org.
Folks, it's the one group we've got. JPFO is great, but they're more like a think tank, and they work with the Gun Owners of America. Gunowners.org, or give them that number again.
888-886-GUNS.
Say it again.
888-886 G G-U-N-S.
Folks, you have no excuse. I'm telling you, you need to support them. I'm trying to support them. They're coming after our guns. They're the only group we got that'll tell the truth that's fighting for us. They're the only group we've got in Congress. The only group.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-449-1299. Again, that's 1-800-449-1299. 1-800-449-1299.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with a sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
I'm going to blitz through a bunch of news we haven't gotten to and take a few of your phone calls about any of the issues we discussed today at 1-800-259-9231. But I was going to let Larry go, and I asked him during the break, I said, is there anything else going on? He goes, yeah, we've entered a brief, and it's very expensive to do this to try it with the Supreme Court. So they're in there. And then I said, Larry, are they joining? Are they getting involved? He said, not really. He goes, they don't take it serious because there's not recorded votes. The media isn't acting like there's a fight going on. They've gotten slicker, folks. Used to they tried to sell us on their bull, thinking they could manipulate us. Now that people are waking up, they just do it by stealth. And I'm here on the watch wall going, enemy attacking, enemy attacking. They've basically knocked the gates down. They're pouring in. And most conservatives are just walking around going, I love George W. Oh, man. Just like I was in that gun shop last year, and big gun shop here in town, and I had two guys at work there go, you're lying about Bush being for that assault weapons ban. Don't appreciate it. Larry, I mean, how do you get through to these people?
Well, it's certainly not easy because of exactly the problem that you just described. If the challenge is not out in front, if the devil doesn't come dressed in a red coat, a tail and a pitchfork, people say, what devil are you talking about? And instead, they hear this dulcet voice saying, oh, there's nobody here but us chickens. And if they would but look, it's the fox. You know, but that's not what they want to do, because it's much more comfortable to just think, well, we really don't have the problem. Maybe I get involved if they really going to do something, but they're not going to do that. Well, they've just done a whole bunch, but they didn't call it what it really was, and they got it through. And my guess is that they'll keep doing the same thing. The next big challenge almost certainly is going to be an effort to slash and burn gun shows in this country, something that I predicted well before this present gun law had passed and been signed into law, that this would be their next move. These guys are so predictable. Once you pull the cork out of the bottle and you let any piece of gun control through, man, does it start to flow. It emboldens them, and they have their agenda. They have their next one and the one after that all lined up, ready to go. And within days of the president signing the Veterans Disarmament Act, Senator Lautenberg introduced a truly horrible bill to zap gun shows, about as bad as what Senator McCain has put in the past.
What are we going to do? Oh, but Republicans love him. Idiots. If it's to fight Al-Qaeda, they'll hand their guns in. California, Schwarzenegger, making them stamp the bullets. That's going to be adopted nationwide. I mean, we're entering red-level crises at every side.
And we're being told that lead, something that's been harming the condors and softening the shells of the eggs, because the condors eat eagles or eat, I'm sorry, whatever game bird might have been shot down with a lead shot, and therefore...
Total bull.
And it's, in fact, we'll be putting out an alert that shows, has a link to what a toxicologist, a PhD, had written about just how much of a bunch of junk science this really is.
Look, folks,
these birds are not harmed with this. If anything, it helps clean them out.
Bottom line, they're going to hit us every angle. It's never going to end. It's the fight of our lives. The NRA is going to be there telling you stand down the entire time. Either you love the Second Amendment or you love the fake republicanism. I'm telling you. Now, briefly, tell me about the brief.
Well, we put a brief in, what's called a friend of the court brief. It'll be part of the whole mix that's heard on the 18th of March by the Supreme Court. In our brief, we said, look, this Orwellian language that you guys have been playing with about, well, if we have a reasonable basis, we can ban anything we want, there's nothing like that in the Constitution. In fact, there's actually some instructions on how to interpret the Second Amendment built right into the Second Amendment. The last four words, shall not be infringed. And so, at one point, the attorneys, they actually asked me about this, because it's a little pushy for attorneys to write like this. And let me just back up another step. One of our members actually was concerned that we hadn't put enough cites to lawsuits into the case. It was more of a going back and looking at what the words actually mean in the Second Amendment. And, of course, the answer to that concern about not having enough cases is, don't play the cases game, because then they got you. You've already departed from the Constitution.
Because there weren't a lot of cases, because everybody knew what it meant. No one ever dared challenge it. The war started over them trying to come and take the guns and take the powder and take the shot. I mean, everybody knows you were allowed to own a gun in this country and do whatever you want with it as long as you didn't hurt
somebody. Exactly.
I mean, it's never been debated, and those crooks at the Supreme Court, oh, man, we're in trouble.
Well, we referred quite a bit to a book written recently by a guy by the name of Dave Young, and he showed so clearly how, as the governments of the colonies were transitioning to governments of the new and independent states, the militia was also transitioning out from under colonial militia law under the law of these new states, totally apart from the authority of the crown, but always under the authority of we, the people. We showed that the first time that well-regulated militia was used was in Virginia in 1775 in reference to the people's militia, apart from that which the Brits were trying to control and to shut down. So rather than indicating that somehow the militia needs to be controlled by Washington, well-regulated militia meant the people expressing their own sovereign ownership of arms in an organized fashion.
It meant having a lot of people involved. You got fines if you didn't have a gun.
Correct.
I mean, it meant you're going to have a gun.
So what they did in this one, and it's about page 30, people can go to gunowners.org. We've got a link to the brief. They can read it for themselves. And on around page 30, it makes the point that even as the colonists had endured a long train of abuses, language from the Declaration, and found that their petitions were falling on deaf ears, they ultimately had no recourse other than to resort to arms. So, too, we told the Honorable Court, the people of this generation, as the founders of the Republic were, we're watching what you're going to do with the guns.
So you're openly telling them, this is just like letters to the king. You're pushing it. You know you can't do this. If you do, you're getting into very dangerous water. For the courts and other courts
exactly.
to claim this, that you don't have an individual right is so asinine when the whole Declaration of Independence is about that. The Federalist Papers, all the founding fathers said, you know, if the government tries to take your guns, it's a tyranny. Rise up against them. The guns are to defend against the government. I mean, that should be the main brief, and clearly you're saying that. Hey, Crook!
We're saying it, but they're saying that, oh, of course it's an individual right, but that doesn't mean that we can't take all the guns.
Oh, it's incredible. Larry Pratt, give that number out again for folks that want to call, donate. You donate by signing up. How expensive will it be to try this case before the lordships?
Oh, my goodness. Even just a friend of the court brief, the way these guys went at it, we're talking probably $15,000 alone. And if we had been the main plaintiff taking it all the way up, Mr. Heller's lawyers and their expenses alone, I mean, you're talking well into six.
Well, bottom line, you're our eyes and ears in Congress. You're the people that tell us the truth. People need to join. Give them the number again.
888-88-6-GUNS at 888-886-GUNS, or just go to gunowners.org.
All right, folks, go join today. We need, and by joining, it gets you involved. It gets you part of the organization.
Yes.
In fact, people can help with local chapters of gun owners, can't they?
We don't have chapters per se, but we work with a lot of groups that have allied themselves with us.
That's what I meant, is you'll give them literature and info, and they can go out and they can help sign people up.
They can help sign people up, and when they are interested, they can work in their own state legislatures. We'll back them up in that.
All right. Thank you, Larry Pratt. Thank you for all you're doing.
Alex, thank you so much.
You bet. Folks, I'm going to take some of your calls here in a moment. This is it. They're coming for our guns, and they've gotten slick. The government's gone so criminal now, they'll go, you've got a right, now hand them over. That's what D.C. says. They say, you have a right, but we can ban them. But we have a right to ban them. It's the right of the government. Very sick, degenerate people. Our government funds gun control worldwide. Our government is a bunch of degenerate, control freak filth who love you living in fear, love you living in crime-ridden streets while they live in armored compounds with bodyguards. They are trash. All right, I'm getting really mad. We're about to go to Mike and Bernie and others that are patiently holding. Before I do that, Freedom Law School 2008 Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference. I wanted to tell you about this. Their website is livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org. And the location is going to be Irvine, California, Radisson Newport Beach Hotel. Very nice area. William Rodriguez is going to be speaking. Jason Burmes, G. Edward Griffin, Davon Kleiss, Paymon, Tom Cryer, Joe Bannister, Larry B. Kraft, Michael Collins, Piper, and many more. Those are all excellent speakers. I've seen them all speak. They're all excellent. How to prosper in the coming hard times. Is the income tax really a giant fraud? What is the purpose of the U.S. Constitution? What does the U.S. Constitution say about the income tax? What powers and restrictions are placed upon the U.S. and state governments by the U.S. Constitution? Do you really know you have God-given rights versus constitutional rights? And again, Tommy Cryer beat the IRS in court. Joe Bannister beat the IRS in court. Larry B. Kraft beat the IRS in court. These aren't a bunch of kooks they're having. Most of these conferences are run by a bunch of kooks that will send you to prison. These are real people at this, okay? That's why I'm plugging it. It's 5-star. Give them a call. 760-863-4271. 760-868-4271. Again, that number. 760-868-4271. LiveFreeNow.org. And that is coming up March 28th through the 31st, 3 days. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Mike in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yeah, the earlier gun control measures, was that in the 1913 thing when the countries started getting more industrialized. What about the League of Nations? Did that play into it?
Well, the NRA was founded by the feds to get young people ready for the military because Northerners weren't as good a shot as Southerners. They started the Civil War. Then they supported Gun Control Act in 1934. They supported the 1978 Gun Control Act. They supported the Gun Control Bill in 1993. They supported the Gun Control Bill in 2000. They supported last year's bill that Bush signed this year. They are an anti-gun, vicious, wicked, evil organization that manipulates and controls their well-meaning members and sucks their money.
What about the League of Nations?
The degenerate League of Nations was founded by Woodrow Wilson and the big British banks, Lord Milner, the Rothschilds, openly to set up a world empire.
Okay, can I ask you one more?
Yes.
Is there much being done about the survivors of 9/11, their family members?
I mean, I know I supported a money bomb. I think it raised like $12,000 or something. I flew to New York for free and gave my speech for free and showed Endgame for free, and we gave $14,000 to the first responders with that. I mean, I paid for my hotel, expenses, everything. I nothing. I took it all up there, put it all together, did it with the volunteers, gave it all. They give small amounts of medicine and help pay their rent when they're about to be kicked out through the Feel Good Foundation. I've tried to support them. We're doing everything we can, but no, the government's doing nothing except Dennis Kucinich.
Praise the Lord. Well, somebody's doing it. Thank you.
Well, you're doing it. You, the listeners, you know. Came to see Endgame, and I think they charged like $10 or something, I forget. And it just all went directly right to them. Here, Feel Good Foundation, here, just have it. I mean, I'll go charge for my movie, but they were trying to give me some of the money. Well, we'll pay for expenses, and I just said, I just can't do it. I just can't have you pay for my airfare and my hotel. That'll be my donation, because I just wanted all to go to them. Plus, I don't get involved in any charity stuff. I never have, and I never will. I mean, either I get nothing, or I don't do it. That's just how I operate. The charity is supporting our sponsors. That's how you support us. We're not a bunch of commies begging for money and whining and screaming at the audience and beating you up. That's why you listen. Let's go ahead and talk to Bernie in Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex Jones. What do you think about waterboarding?
Well, waterboarding is listed, according to the French and Spanish Catholic Inquisition, as one of the best forms of torture. The CIA and its training manuals teaching our airmen how to properly respond to torture listed as one of the worst forms of torture in our own government manuals until 2000. And it isn't putting a rag over the face or the mouth and pouring water down the nose. That's field waterboarding. If you want to see what it accurately looks like in the movie Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson, and by the way, that's on YouTube, that clip, is they put you on a rack and they slide you down to your shoulders so you really start grounding. The way the French did it in Algeria, and by the way, the French being torturing the Algerians, they'd been tortured by the Nazis, those very same officers, they would stick your head in a bucket. So most waterboarding isn't even what the news has shown. It's grounding somebody. Sticking their head in till they're inhaling water, letting them cough it out, freaking out, panicking, and the panic reflex kicks in. But it's not good for an intelligence, the CIA's own manuals say. It's good for fake confessions, like these guys they've had for 6 years undergoing torture unknown before. I mean, they do high-tech stuff like stopping their heart, psychological warfare, drugging. They're going to come out and say they carried out the attacks.
Right, okay. Do you think they'll do it for U.S. citizens for any reason?
They publicly torture Americans every day. If you look at my film, Martial Law, in the extras, I show pro-life demonstrators sitting peaceably on sidewalks in the 80s and 90s. The police walk over with nunchucks and break their arms, twisting them until they break, and then they laugh, dragging people with nunchucks with their hands bleeding. They call it pain compliance. If you won't give a urine test, they will taser you till you do. If you're peacefully laying down the street, they will do pressure holds and torture holds. Torture is public. Torture goes on every day. In the yogurt shop murders, and it turned out with DNA, the boys were innocent like we knew. We know who really did it. They got government friends, so they're not going to get in trouble. And they murdered these four girls, and when they finally grabbed some hippies on video, the video got released. The cop put a gun to his head and said, "Confess or I'll blow your head off." And he confessed, and then they put it on the news and said, "We now put guns to your head. It's completely normal." And this is just how they operate and how it's all done. It's all paying compliance. The head of the Air Force said last year in AP that they want to use sound cannons and microwave guns on the American people because it's illegal under the Geneva Convention, but by using it on our own people, they believe it'll set the precedent to use it in combat.
Okay, before I hang up, is there anyone in the Democratic Party that is pro-life?
No. That's why you can't vote for Barack Obama. You can't, and I don't want to hear it, liberals out there. Oh, it's a right. No, it's not. It's eugenics set up by eugenicists. And, I mean, look, they're all bad. I'm not going to vote for Hillary. I'm not going to vote for Barack Obama. I'm not going to vote for McCain. I mean, they literally lay out three buckets of vomit, and they'd ask you to eat one of them. And I'm not going to eat vomit. It's called false choices. Just like they give you a liberal UN or a right-wing world government. And then they say, we're going to give you a false choice. No, it's no choice. It's like going to a car dealership and he goes, well, if you don't like this one, you can make a decision. You can buy that one. That's a mind trick in sales. See, and I take all of that and turn it right back on. I'm like a magician who goes out and teaches people the tricks. I've just studied their operations. I know what the tricks they play. I know what most people in government now don't even know they're playing tricks. They've been taught how to act. How to lie. And so a car dealer will say, well, you got a choice to make now, Mrs. Johnson. You can have this car or that car. Which one do you want to choose? A lot of weak-minded people will go, oh, well, I choose this one. It's a trick. Okay? We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Final segment, take a few final calls.
This is the air.
Aaron's a little bit behind. He's made a lavish 10-minute boil down of the last Willie Nelson interview we did yesterday. It's a new interview. It'll be going up on JonesReport.com in the next 30 minutes or so. He's encoded it. It's uploading to YouTube. Please get it out to everybody. A great recruiting tool. He talks about the North American Union, the toll roads, Impeach Bush, 9/11, so much more. Help us send this YouTube clip out viral. There's a lot of other cruddy clips and things out there. It's in high quality. Put a lot of work into it. Please help us. Before I go and take two final calls from Rob and Mick, Innerfood, E-N-E-R-Food.com. Go to Infowars.com. Link through on the banner on Infowars.com to Innerfood Botanicals. And you get 10% off by going to that subpage on your internet orders or call toll-free and tell them Alex Jones sent you. The best green food out there, bar none, dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina. That's just six of the 20 different superfoods that are in there. Greater energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings. Give them a call, 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238 or enerfood.com, enerfood.com. Rob in California, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Hey, bro.
Yeah, I was calling because I saw this show on the History Channel the other night called Life After People.
Yeah, that's that New York Times writer's put out that book. We tried to get him on about how wonderful it'll be when we're all gone. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So it was based on a book. I didn't even know. I just caught part of the show, so I didn't know much about it. But yeah, it's very very slick and well produced, and it's all about you know how it seemed like it wasn't just about after people. It was about destruction of just you know everything humans have created, and and just showing these buildings collapsing, and it was pretty creepy. And you know, I'm an atheist. I've been listening to your show for a while, and you know, I mean, I've just been learning a lot about this whole new world order thing and everything.
Well, he's been on national television. I've read the synopsis of his book. I almost bought it the other day. I saw it at the grocery store. They're pushing it, and I couldn't bring myself to give him money. But it was right there at the checkout stand on an end cap. But no, he hates humans, and he's a big anti-human guy. This is how they're popularizing their view. This is the elite showing you what they think about us.
Right, right. And the History Channel evidently is, they're part of this.
Hearst Publishing.
Hearst Publishing, yeah. The same as Popular Science, Popular Mechanics. The fake building collapse theories. Natural. The way they collapsed, that's what this whole show is like. You know, it's like, oh, it's natural for humans to just fall by the wayside.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's going to happen. Yeah. They're introducing it. Thanks for the call. Call me back again. We'll talk more. Mike and PA, last caller, go ahead. Or Mick, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alec. I'm looking at the clock, and I'm praying that if I don't really want to talk to the audience, I'd like to run my idea by you. I think I have a great idea, and if we run out of time, would you stay on the air?
I can't. Go ahead.
Okay. How about let's grab the rattlesnake right behind the head because they're attacking us on too many fronts. We're in an impossible battle. How about a giant money bomb promoted by you through our listenership, and we go after these corrupt politicians in Washington legally. Let's get them. You know they're corrupt when they have millions of dollars and they're working on $150,000, $200,000 a year salaries, maintaining two homesteads. Give me a break. There's so much corruption and they rub our noses. They stick their finger up in the air at us. Let's get them legally.
I hear you. Call me back tomorrow and we'll talk more about ideas like that. I'm probably the only show that could actually do something like that, but I don't think I am. Because even if we raise $20 million, what will we do with it? I mean, that just sounds like a lot. It's nothing. Okay, but we'll talk about it tomorrow. Hey, the show starts over right now at Infowars.com. If you missed any of it, we'll be right back at Infowars.com, right there at the streams.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.